welcome to the second take of Parts of Unknown. Your name is...
Michael Davis. Your name is...
Hunter Mills. I say this is the second take because the first one... Because the first time your phone tricked me into thinking it was recording, but it was such a blue box.
Oh, so it didn't... So you actually did think it was recording. It just didn't do anything at all.
Yes.
Are you sure it's doing anything at all right now?
Yes, there's lines going up and down on the screen.
Which is the universal sign of, I'm doing something.
Yes.
When you're, if I'm ever in the hospital, you want to see lines going up and down on the heart monitor. Because that's telling you, my body's doing something.
Yes.
So, lines up and down is a universal signal that everything is working.
Yep.
Yes.
And it's also how sound waves work.
Yes. So, we're leaving wrestling.
Yeah.
We are leaving the March 18th SoCal Pro Wrestling Show. And this is your first time ever leaving a wrestling show that had a heel finish.
Yes.
So let's discuss this a little bit.
Let's go back to front.
A heel finish is a hard show to leave. You want to see the good guys win. You want to see the Lone Ranger ride off into the sunset, right?
Right.
But tonight was the first time that... Now, I'm not talking about the bad guy winning the last match.
Yeah.
Okay? We've seen that. And that happens. But this was a true heel finish. So
yeah.
I want to start, then I'm going to let you talk. The first match that I ever saw at a SoCal event featured SoCal Crazy. SoCal Crazy, a former SoCal Pro Wrestling Tag Team Champion. 5-6-time SoCal Pro Wrestling Champion. The first person that I ever saw wrestle at a SoCal Pro show was SoCal Crazy. SoCal Crazy hasn't wrestled for a while. SoCal's been fighting stage 4 cancer. And he never said, I was waiting for him to say if he was clear or not. But he did not say if he was clear or not. So, I kind of wanted to lay some of that down. So, share what you were going to share.
So, after SoCal Crazy did his speech, Tommy...
Very moving.
Yes.
Very moving speech.
Tommy Wilson decided a round kick him in the face.
Super kick to the face. To a person that just shared they had stage 4 cancer.
Yep.
Not a word. Stage 4 cancer photos and pictures of his journey on his Instagram page. Everyone knew that he was actually sick. Can we talk about the journey of Tommy Wilson? Tommy Wilson is a Southern California wrestling standout. Also almost died last year. Was so sick, was in the hospital, had to teach himself to walk again. And came back to wrestling. Was able to finally get back to wrestling. So we kind of have these parallel journeys going on, right?
Right.
The journey of SoCal Crazy. And then you have this journey of Tommy Wilson. Both on the brink of literally dying. Tommy Wilson's journey, SoCal's journey with cancer. And they're both standing in the ring together. Tommy looks like he's cheering the hardest out of everybody. And I kept saying in my mind, dude's going to super kick this guy. Because that's Tommy Wilson's finisher, super kick.
Yeah.
And
but it basically in karate terms. A jump round kick.
It's not a jump round kick. It's a jump side kick is what
yeah.
it is.
But yeah. how he does it, it reads like a round kick in my brain because of
fair.
How flat his foot is.
That's fair. So how did you feel at the end of that show?
I was kind of like, you complete an utter idiot. To really Tommy Wilson.
It really does kind of pop your bubble, right?
Yes.
It kind of pops your bubble to see a heel finish.
But seeing a turn heel finish along with it.
A turn heel finish to boot.
Yeah.
It's like it really deflates the entire night. But you know what it does? It makes you want to come back to see so that you can see the hero get their revenge, right?
Yes.
Man, that's all I'm thinking about. Next year is a big, next month is a big anniversary show for SoCal Pro Wrestling. God bless, I don't even know when this podcast is going to go up. But as we record this on March 18th, the next show is their big super show. They haven't even announced who the big star is going to be for it. But we already know it looks like it's going to be Tommy Wilson versus Judiz for the SoCal Pro title. And
I'm already thinking it's going to go in Tommy Wilson's corner to build up the hype.
For the return of SoCal Crazy to Southern California Wrestling?
Yeah.
I really hope that he can come back. Because I did not hear him say the words, I beat cancer. I did not hear those words. And that's the words I wanted to hear. I wanted to hear those words. But I didn't.
But honestly, I think the belt's gonna get Tommy.
I really think Tommy Wilson gets the belt. Because Judiz has had the belt for 3 years. Yep. God bless.
Through COVID.
He won it before COVID and still has it. And is the longest reigning SoCal Pro champion. And it's something, but it's weird. It is weird and awkward having the show end with the villain victorious. And I'm not talking about winning a match. It's like somebody did something dirty and dastardly, and you want to watch the guy get his revenge, right?
Right.
But you can't because it's the end of the show.
Now, when we're on the topic of possibly turning heel, let's talk about Ryan for a second.
One of our favorites, Ryan Kidd, and he's one of our favorites. I have cheered a heel Ryan Kidd when the Lucha Daddies were the tag team champions. Ryan Kidd and Jordan Cruz were the tag team champions. They were a heel tag team champions. And I had no problem. I like Ryan Kidd. But he and the, Inferno Dragon, right?
Yep.
They're going to have another match. And I think that's where that Ryan Kidd becomes the dirty, nasty villain.
He kind of danced a little bit tonight with that, too.
Yeah, his cocky heel, Rick Rude-esque dancing.
Yeah, and it kind of, when Inferno came out again, kind of went, no, that wasn't me, no. How could it be?
Yeah.
Why would you ever think that of me? I really think of that as a very villain thing right before they turn heel. Like, you know how Han does it in Frozen? That felt like, oh, okay. That show he's turning heel.
Yeah.
But it okay, cool. I'm on the bandwagon.
Yeah. So let's kinda decompress. Let's step out, let's do something fun and crazy so that we don't walk into the house crying and depressed. Do you wanna play a game?
Sure.
Do you wanna build a snowman?
Let's do it.
How? We live in Southern California. Worst thing that we'd get is a boatload of rain.
We'll make a weird snowman.
Yeah.
How about we go back and forth describing a trait of a snowman? how it looks.
I've built snowmans in my life. Have you? Has your mom not taken you to Julian to build a snowman? Have you ever built a snowman?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Wasn't a very stable one or a very big one.
It didn't last long?
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I think we went when it, like, there was just enough snow to build.
Well, and that's cool, too. I have built snowmen in my life. I grew up in Virginia, and I've had times of snow and everything, and have just enjoyed building snowman, playing in the snow. We had so much snow, and we would play baseball whenever we could. We used to make snowballs and throw them to hit as if they were baseballs and have them explode and everything.
Yeah.
Really great memories.
I was only there once when it snowed, and that wasn't enough snow.
Yeah, it didn't snow, and I remember that trip. You were still a little bit of a thing then, too.
Yep.
Yeah, and it, you guys went out and played as it snowed, and that was pretty awesome for you guys to be able to be in that experience, to be in the snow, playing in the snow and whatnot. Absolutely. Yeah. So pick a game.
I don't know.
Top three.
Okay.
All right, your top three desserts. Go.
Chocolate, dark chocolate,
those are two different things, by the way.
No, dark chocolate. I was correcting it. And I get brownies and then cookies? I don't know.
You made some kick butt cupcakes the other day. Can you explain the cupcakes that you made?
I wish I could have tasted it.
I left you a cupcake. Did you?
My taste bud didn't know what.
Oh, you couldn't taste it. It just tasted like texture, huh?
No, it tasted like I shoved a thing in my mouth. There wasn't even texture. I'm like, I hope everyone else likes
it. It was a really small cupcake.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, somebody had them. They went home somewhere. And people just loved them and talked about them. I did have one. And explain the cupcakes. Explain them.
They were green from head to toe.
Yeah.
Or from bottom to frosting top.
The cupcake itself was green. The dough had some kind of food coloring to make it green. And we made green frosting. And we used green sprinkles and we put little rainbows in each one.
Yeah.
So that was our, because if today is March 18th, yesterday was St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
So that was a creation that you came along with for St. Patrick's Day. And man, they turned out pretty freaking sweet, bud.
Yes.
Everybody that had one was just all about it. Yeah. Everybody that had one was really, really loved it.
I have a nerd thing to say.
What do you have? What do you have to say?
My favorite GM was on Critical Role this week. Abrian Iyengard was on it. And I was so happy when I saw her at the table.
Yeah.
She's great. She GMs the Unleashed. She's awesome. But go and watch the Unleashed and watch her GM Ajandria Unlimited. You won't forget it. It's really good. Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm like...
So, but explain it. Explain the show that she podcasts. Podcasting is about overly explaining things. So what is... Explain her. Try to explain it for us.
She GMs she explains every action that all the player does and all the NPC does at the table. Uh-huh. And she does it really, really well.
Is she like a color commentator? Is she like Corey Graves? The people
No.
Like, talk about the sports and whatnot?
She's a game master, so.
Okay.
So a little bit, but way more. Because she has to explain it way more and go into more context about.
Cool.
Because you know what game you're watching. When the announcer said the move, you get it. The DM has to fully go through the moment.
So the DM is completely describing the entire deal.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why I'm like...
So it's hard to explain.
Yeah.
It's hard to explain. But you really love Critical Role, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, what
Matt
is it?
Matt Mercer is really good.
So pretty DM much what you're too. Doing, though, is watching people play Dungeons & Dragons is what you're doing?
Yes.
Okay.
I love watching RPGs.
Yeah, well, it's fun.
Yes. I have a couple real... I have, like, I'm going to let four off, I'm pretty sure. One in my... Actually, five. So, the theme punk run... two games that I really liked. Shield of Tomorrow, which is a Star Trek RPG, and Calypso 6, which is a superhero RPG set in a little bit of a dystopian parallel where the Benedicted reign supreme. A little bit like present day, but not as hard.
Yes.
And Critical Role is a really good fantasy RPG, which is awesome. Which is, like, I came in on campaign 3 and it's really good. And I watched a little bit of Adrenaria Unlimited before campaign 3 started.
Okay.
And then, on its own, Adrenaria Unlimited by... Afrian Iyengard and all amazing cast members of Critical Role and the Unleashed, which is my favorite superhero RPG. Cool. Because how it fused the world of the Rift, which is there's a purple sky. There's the Rift is basically everyone with superpowers, and then you have the normal world, and it takes place a little bit outside Los Angeles.
Okay, cool. Well, that sounds fun. And that's a lot better conversation to have than what we had to start out with and what we left with. But
yeah.
I'm excited to see what's next in the world of Critical Role and SoCal Wrestling. So that was Parts of Unknown for this week.
Your name is?
Michael Davis. Your name is?
Hunter Mills. Have a great week.
Whoa.